Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Under the scrutiny of the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Romans 14:9-12. Aspiring politicians dread the thought of skeletons in the closet coming to light, but even the most anonymous John or Jane Doe will one day stand before the light of God's judgment. And then, no secrets will be safe. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4:13. The God who knows even the thoughts and intentions of the heart will one day judge all. Donald Barnhouse advises the Christian how to live in the light of that knowledge. Walk with Donald Barnhouse, an American radio preacher and magazine editor in the 1900s. We must understand that whatever a man sows must be taken in its widest meaning, and that every thought and intent of the heart will come under the scrutiny of our Lord at his coming. We can be sure that at the judgment seat of Christ there will be a marked difference between the Christian who has lived his life before the Lord, clearly discerning what was for the glory of God, and another Christian who was saved in a rescue mission at the tag end of a depraved and vicious life, or a nominal Christian saved on his deathbed after a life of self-pride, self-righteousness, self-love, and self-sufficiency. All will be in heaven, but the differences will be eternal. We may be sure that the consequences of our character will survive the grave, and that we shall face those consequences at the judgment seat of Christ. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12.
Romans 14. Except the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God, and whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God.
Although the penalty of sin is removed for the Christian, the consequences of sin continue to operate in a fallen world. Murder always means the loss of life, adultery, the destruction of a home, lying, the loss of integrity for Christian and non-Christian alike. This is ample reason to keep on your toes and stay on your knees in your walk with the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru walkthroughthebible.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.